This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. Call, text, same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Putz de Leon continues to actively ruin. Before we get to our tisbat for today, The Guardian newspaper just announcing this morning that they will no longer be posting on what used to be Twitter. They've decided that they're going to promote their news elsewhere.
Maybe on Blue Sky.
Blue Sky is a nice place to be.
Jane, can people find you on Blue Sky?
You can find me on Blue Sky if you can spell my name. There's that.
That's an achievement right there. You can follow me on Blue Sky.
I am Greg Bach
on all the social medias, and maybe no longer Twitter one of these days, because it really is just a hellscape.
It's still useful. It is still where news breaks.
Yeah.
But as far as spending too much time on there, I just am finding the experience on Blue Sky a lot more positive. A lot more positivity over
there.
It
feels like you're just like, this is
nice. Take a breath.
Yeah.
Take a breath. It is 11:53, Calvin. That means it is time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Feral Emu edition. Headline from the New York Post: emus escape enclosures in South Carolina a week after dozens of monkeys fleed a research facility. South Carolina may be the new Florida.
Oh, that can't be good.
Two large emus are on the loose in South Carolina. They've been free for 3 months. Sam Morris went on social media to plead with residents of Loris, South Carolina, who are taking pictures of these emus. He's asking people to stop. Don't shoot them. Yes, let's not shoot them. After they escaped her father's enclosure over the summer, for anyone that keeps seeing an emu, yes, they are mine. There are two of them. They got loose 3 months ago. They're feral and not trained like the ones we have at the house. I follow a woman on TikTok.
Yeah.
Who has emus.
Yeah.
And I don't know how well trained you can actually train an emu.
I think a lot of people who have non-traditional pets believe it's like, oh, I can train them. Like, I have a pet squirrel. Get out of my face.
Local law enforcement has already visited my house. We're trying to get a tranquilizer approved so we can bring them home. Locals have been trying to band together to locate and capture the emus native to Australia. As residents took to social media, putting pictures of the emus in their backyards and their local highways. They're very large birds.
Yes.
Really large birds.
And you can't just catch them. They're going to get away from you or knock you down. Like, it's not. Also, why do we have them? They're from Australia. Let them go back to where they need to be. That isn't a commentary on immigration, by the way. I just don't think they should be here if they're not meant to be here.
Greg Lucas, a spokesperson for the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources, says first monkeys and now emus. South Carolina may be the new Florida. Of course, this was going to be a tisbat last week after 43 monkeys broke out of the Alpha Genesis Medical Research Facility, also in South Carolina. Some of the remaining primates hightailing around the rural area after a worker left their door open last week. As of Monday, though, 30 of the monkeys are back with the company unharmed. The facility breeds the rhesus macaques to sell to medical facilities and other researchers. Police urging people to keep their distance from the rogue monkeys and to avoid flying drones in the area.
What? You can't throw that little bit in there like, watch out for monkeys, watch out for emus, also watch out for the flying drones. Calvin, you have any thoughts on this?
Well, are you guys familiar with the Great Emu War of 1932?
No.
Yeah, so in Australia in 1932, after public outcry about overpopulated emus destroying crops, the Royal Australian Army deployed soldiers to take care of these emus. And though I want to say thousands of birds were killed, the emu population persisted and continued to cause destruction.
You cannot stop the emus!
Wow!
We will regenerate!
Now we're really afraid of feral emus. Sounds like a bad...
Well, I'm not going to South Carolina in January now.
Well, may want to revisit that. Give it another year before they round everything up in South Carolina.
Oh, this one's great.
That does it for today's edition of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Yeah.
Coming up on the show tomorrow, Jim Santel, our colleague here at Civic Media and host of the show Amicus, a Law Review. You can catch him on Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. He is a brilliant attorney.
Oh my gosh, yes.
He really is. You will learn so much. And he'll be joining us at 11:06. We have J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel to talk all things sports balls. That is on the way for tomorrow. Dan Schaefer will be here back on Friday. And then we're working on a bunch of stuff for next week as well. Don't forget, you can always join us. Call, text, send an email, janesays@civicmedia.us. News is coming up next. Todd Alba, then from noon to 2, Maggie Dawn 2 to 4, Dom Salvia 4 to 6, and the great Pete Schwabba 6 to 8 p.m., so stay with us. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers and everyone across Civic Media. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and texting and listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. We'll see you tomorrow. Keep it here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.